The nonprofit economic think tank Rethink Trade released a white paper which details how the United States could take advantage of next month's America's Partnership for Economic Prosperity Trade Summit to ditch the practice of investor-state dispute settlements, or ISDS. ISDS agreements grant foreign investors and corporations the right to sue nations outside of domestic court systems if those nations take actions or enact policies that negatively impact the corporation's investments. The cases are judged by ad hoc tribunals comprised of private sector attorneys. Lori Wallach, director of Rethink Trade, said that the ISDS process is problematic.
All that the foreign corporations have to do is convince the lawyers that an environmental law or a safety regulation violates their special investor rights granted in what are now hundreds of ISDS enforced agreements. These ad hoc tribunals are not subject to outside appeal. A lot of the tribunalists rotate between suing governments for corporations and deciding cases. So very strong structural conflict of interest. And there is no limit on the amount of compensation to be paid by a country's taxpayers that they can order be paid over to corporations when policies change, when democracy happens.
Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize-winning professor of economics at Columbia University, said that the amounts of money awarded by ISDS tribunals can be staggering.
Italy had to pay $200 million to a British corporation for its decision to ban offshore oil drilling as part of its climate agenda. A Canadian company is seeking $15 billion of U.S. taxpayer money after President Obama declined to issue a permit for the construction of the Transcontinental Tar Sands pipeline, which is called the XL pipeline. So ultimately, ISDS has become a powerful, secretive, and very expansive regime that has been weaponized to put corporate profits over public interest policies here and around the world.
ISDS agreements were mostly signed in the 1980s and 1990s as increased globalization led to more international trade agreements. While ISDS agreements cannot overturn local laws which violate trade agreements, they can grant monetary damages to investors adversely affected by such laws. But according to Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, ISDS cases have become less about protecting assets and more about challenging unfriendly policies.
The U.S. is still locked into many pre-existing agreements that allow corporations to weaponize ISDS as a bargaining chip when we do something that they don't like. This means anytime we or our trading partners try to rein in abuses by giant corporations, all those companies have to do is file an ISDS claim for billions of dollars, then turn around and say, well, they'll drop the ISDS claim if our government will repeal its policies.
Earlier this month, a United Nations report was released that indicates ISDS agreements have become a major barrier for ambitious human rights and climate goals. The report notes that fossil fuel and mining industries have already won over $100 billion in awards against nations who are attempting to implement policies to fight climate change, and that such cases create, quote, regulatory chill. President Joe Biden has said that the United States will not implement ISDS agreements in future trade deals, but unless nullified by a specific action, there are still hundreds of ISDS agreements in effect. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.